Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I am the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you've had a great week and that you're looking forward to a great weekend on this Friday. And so this past Sunday, we were looking, continuing our study in Exodus, looking at the character of Moses, and we were all somewhere in Exodus chapters 4, 5, or 6. And what really captured my attention, which it always does, honestly, when I'm reading Exodus 5, is this initial interaction between Moses and Pharaoh, and Moses essentially goes to Pharaoh and says, "Hey, the Lord, the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, Yahweh. Yahweh has sent me to tell you to let his people go." And what Pharaoh says back to him, it just grips me every single time. I would love for you to go and check this out sometime on your own. But Pharaoh says, this is Exodus 5 verse 2. Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord. And moreover, I will not let Israel go." And then you contrast that with really just a little bit later in Exodus chapter 5, towards the end of the chapter. And what's happening is it's not going well. I mean, Pharaoh has chosen to make it harder for the Israelites to escape slavery. And so now they have to make the same amount of bricks, but they don't get the straw provided for them. And so it's hard. And they're complaining and they're wondering why God sent this Moses guy to allegedly free them, but things have just gotten worse. And Moses even turns to the Lord and he says, "Oh Lord, why have you done evil to this people? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to all this people, and you've not delivered your people at all." And so I just want to point out to you the difference that Moses has with the Lord and Pharaoh. And the way I said it this past Sunday was that Pharaoh rejected the Lord while Moses questioned the Lord. And so when we look at the dynamics of Pharaoh's rejection of the Lord, really Pharaoh says two things. He says, "I don't know him and I refuse to obey him. I don't know him and I refuse to obey him." And the truth is, in our culture and really everywhere in the world, there are people who would identify with Pharaoh. And they say, "Yeah, when someone talks to me about God or about Jesus, I would say I don't know him. Maybe I would say I refuse to obey him." But in that, there's a rejection of the Lord. And what I want to point out to us this morning is that is something different than what Moses is doing in Exodus 5. Moses isn't rejecting the Lord. Moses is asking the Lord questions. He's questioning the Lord. And so note the differences. Moses isn't saying, "I don't know you." Moses isn't saying, "I'm not going to obey you." Moses, in fact, is saying, "Hey, Lord, I do know you, and I am obeying you. And God, I'm confused. God, I thought that it was going to go like this. I thought I was going to just walk into Egypt and deliver the message to Pharaoh, and then it was going to be easy sailing, and then that it wouldn't be full of difficulty. But God, it's full of difficulty, and you haven't done what you said you were going to do yet. God, I've got some questions." And I hope that you can see how that's something very, very different than what Pharaoh is doing. Pharaoh says, "I don't know him. I refuse to obey him." Moses says, "Oh, I'm here, God, and I know you. And God, I'm obeying you. I'm doing what you said, but I had these expectations that I thought it was going to go a certain way. And God, now it's not going that way. And God, I'm confused. God, explain to me why it isn't going the way I thought it was going to go. God, help me to know you more. God, help me to know you better. God, help me to obey you more than I ever have. But God, help me to understand why it is that you're doing what you're doing. Why, God, why did you send me to these people?" And I think if you've walked with the Lord for any time, you've had moments where you want to ask God some questions. And what I want to say to you is, when we read the scriptures, we see that God, our loving Heavenly Father, he invites us to speak to him and to bring our questions to him and ask him, "God, why have you not fulfilled this promise yet? God, why have you not fulfilled this promise the way that I thought you were going to?" And I just want to point out too, because I think sometimes believers, we feel guilty. We feel like we're rejecting God as opposed to questioning God. And I just want to remind you, if your heart is, "I know the Lord and I want to obey him more," you're not Pharaoh in the story. You're a bit more like Moses in the story. And so let's take a moment and let's pray. And maybe you've got some questions right now that you just don't understand why God is doing what he's doing. You're not rejecting him. You love him and you want to obey him, but you've got some questions. Maybe right now we can together bring our questions before our loving Heavenly Father, who has received us freely by grace through the shed blood of his Son, Jesus. But if you're listening this morning and you're like, "Wow, I'm actually more like Pharaoh. I don't think that I know the Lord and I don't really have any intention of obeying him." you know, maybe this morning is your morning where you're going to make that trade, where you're going to finally confess Jesus as your Savior and Lord and go from someone who does not yet know the Lord to someone who knows Him and loves Him and is seeking as well as you possibly can in the power of the Spirit to obey Him. And so let's take a moment and let's pray now together, please. Well, thank you again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We certainly hope that you have a great Friday and a great weekend. We hope to see you at one of our four campuses this Sunday at Lewis Center, Delaware, Westerville, or Mount Vernon. God bless.